Rick Fields. Then Ricks into the four-corner offense. Brad Gardner fouled by Bauckham and can't convert the first half of a one-on-one situation. Jump ball called as Tobler and Hurst both get their hands on the basketball. Hurst gets the tap. Dixie with the basketball. Glenn Dowling out to talk to some of his ball players. And it'll come down to the crunch. The final 36 seconds. Win, lose, or tie right now for Dixie. If we tie, we'd start a first five-minute overtime. Playmaker to Hurst. Hurst along the sidelines to Playmaker. 28 seconds left. A little bit of that sideline weave. Will it work against his own? May not. Playmaker to the high post to Hammer. 20 seconds. To Hurst to Playmaker. Little triangular passing game. To Hammer to Playmaker. Ricks to Presh. Timeout with Dixie. With 14 seconds left in the game. 65-65 tie. Let's take a quick 30-second break and we'll be right back. 18-8, Dixie with a 10-point lead, and Utah Tech with the basketball. 14-08 left in the first half. Joe Tate to inbound. Tries to get it inbound, loses it off the fingertips, but touched last by Slaymaker. Out of bounds. Another defense on the inbounds. This time it goes to his own defense. Lob pass in deep, goes to number 55 into the lineup. Bank shot, no good. 55 is Garth Hanson. 6'6 freshman, tapped out in front. It goes to Pace. Jump shot, partially deflected off the hands of Hammer. Rebound finally brought down by Hurst after one tap by Utah Tech. Hurst the playmaker across the 10-second line with a left-handed dribble trying to set things up. Man-to-man defense now by Utah Tech. 10-point lead by Dixie. Playmaker out in front to Rose, loses the basketball, picks it up on the dribble. In deep to Gramillion, wants to make the move in the keyhole, clears it out in front to Hurst. Jump shot good, and Bruce Hurst, who went 1-for-7 last night, 2-for-2 tonight. And the Brewster into the scoring range right now. Carl Anderson back into the lineup to sit down and goes number 45, Mike Hatch. So Anderson will move up front. Garth Hanson, a 6'6 freshman, into the lineup. Tall, rangy freshman. Across the 10-second line comes Pace with a bounce pass to Rowley. Out in front to Pace. Alone at 22, will not shoot. To Joe Tate against Hurst. Trying to whirl against Hurst. Can't get the shot away. Tate out in front. Rowley with the left hand. Jump shot good. And Steve Rowley has the hot hand. Three baskets for Steve Rowley. Cuts the margin to 10. 20-10. Driving into forecourt is Rose. And hanging on to Rose is Scott Pace. Pace with his first personal. Team foul number 4, Gary Gardner. Up. Complaining. You might be able to hear the coaches in the background. Because there are only 5 rows in front of us, and we're at the top of the stands. It isn't a very big seating area here at Orem High School. Inbounds to Rich Gramillion. Nostalgic atmosphere is what it is. Pass in deep to Hammer. Shot up, no good. Rebound off the hands of Hammer. Touch blast by Hammer. Out of bounds to Utah Tech. As Hammer went up, Garth Hanson had a hand on it and deflected it. 20-10, Dixie with a lead, but Utah Tech trying to make the run with 13 minutes left in the first half. Pace quickly down the sidelines to Carl Anderson. Anderson out in front to Scott Pace. Cross court, it goes to Joe Tate. Tate against Hurst. Can't get the shot away. Clears it out in front to Anderson. Anderson wants to make the move. Double team. Clears it to Rowley. Rowley running. Shovel shot. No good. Through the hands of Hammer. Finally boxes it around and picks it up. Clears it out in front to Eric Slaymaker. Dixie with a basketball. Slaymaker to the high post of Gramillion. Worlds travel. Gramillion making some progress. ...65-65 ball game. And the fans here at Rexburg may not be able to take too many of these. 1-point victory over Utah Tech last week. Dixie tonight is 65-65 tie with 14 seconds left. Tomorrow night, Snow College comes into Rexburg as Dixie travels to Orem High School to play Utah Tech at Provo. Bruce Hurst to inbounds, looks for help. Gets it inbounds to Brad Heaps. The clock starts. 12 seconds, 10 seconds. Heaps to Bauckham. Bauckham with 8 seconds left to Hammer. To Slaymaker, 6 seconds left. Slaymaker wants the shot. Slaymaker drives under pressure. Shot short with 1 second left. Tie ball game. 65-65. Jordan Curb put the pressure on Slaymaker. Dixie couldn't get the good shot, but Dixie now has another 5 minutes. But so does Rick College. Back in 60 seconds. 65-65 tie. That ends the regulation play. Dixie and Ricks to battle in another five-minute overtime. Gardner, along with number 52 into the lineup, Sean Campbell, the 6'10". Tobler, McCleary, and Curbs. Curbs, the hero on defense, his last series of plays. Tap controlled by Campbell into the hands of Bauckham. Dixie with the basketball on the tap by Ricks. Dixie wants to get the good shot right now. 65-65 tie at the angle to Brad Heaps. To Eric Slaymaker. Slaymaker backing away from trouble. Looks for help. Gets it to Heaps. Dixie wants the easy shot now. They want that lead to Hurst. To Slaymaker. On the left side, it goes to Brad Heaps. Back to Slaymaker. Slaymaker looks for help. Slaymaker gets the screen from the top of the key. Shot good! And Eric Slaymaker gives Dixie the lead. Seventh basket of the night. Dixie, 67. Rick, 65. 4:23 left in the first overtime. I say the first. We may have more. I'll wait and see. Gardner to Tobler. The hot hand in the second half. Tobler to Curbs. Curbs looks for help. Starts to make the move. Out in front to Tobler. Head fakes. Trying to go around Hurst. Can't get the shot away. To Gardner. Gardner from the free throw line. Under pressure. Shot short. Rebound tapped around. On the floor. Picked up by John Bauckham. Bauckham out on the drive. One on three. Fast break. Bauckham goes beyond everybody. Loses it out of bounds off his hands. Bauckham had help, though. Gardner with the quick hands knocked it down off of Bauckham's knee, and Bauckham could not hang on to it. Off his hands, out of bounds. Ricks with the basketball. Dixie with the 67-65 lead. Curbs into forecourt to McCleary. McCleary trying to get the easy shot to Tobler. Tobler into the corner to Curbs. Curbs in deep to Cragen. Cragen goes right to the baseline. Double team. Clears it out in front to Curbs out of the corner. Curbs shot, no good. Rebound, Tobler, bank shot, no good. Cragen, good! Cragen ties it at 67 with 3:33 left in overtime. Slaymaker looks for help. Cragen, big rebounder. High post to Bauckham. To Hurst. Back to Slaymaker. Bauckham, jump shot. Deflected by Cragen. Stolen by Rick. 2-on-2 fast break. Curbs, lob pass goes to Cragen. Cragen back to Curbs. Curbs looks for help. Rick, good defense that time. Is Cragen the key man? Cragen coming out of a little bit of a slump. Outstanding game tonight to Gardner. Give and go to Cragen. Cragen in deep. Whirls with the right hand. 69-67. Ricks with a two-point lead. Heaps drives with the left hand. Shot good. Basket is good. Foul on Ricks. Foul, I believe, might be on Cragen. Cragen or Tobler. Let's check. Tobler. Third personal foul, and Heaps with a basket. Heaps with a chance to give Dixie the lead. 69-69 tie ball game. Heaps went right down the middle with the left hand and was fouled. Heaps, shot up. Good! Brad Heaps makes it 70-69. Dixie with the lead with 2:50 left in overtime. Dixie nor Rick, neither one, giving up in this ball game. Gardner loses the ball out of bounds. Just threw it out of bounds. McCleary didn't come to get the ball. Gardner, key turnover. How much will it mean? Dixie with a one-point lead, 70-69, and Dixie may be very patient. Slaymaker to Hurst, and Ricks now into a man-to-man defense. Slaymaker to Hurst, trying to get that little weave along the sidelines. Hurst gets it to Slaymaker. Slaymaker against Curbs. Clears it out in front. Curbs extremely quick. To Hurst, trying to get the easy layup. Hurst backing away from trouble. Goes to Hammer. On the left side, it goes to Bauckham and to Heaps. A little bit of a weave set up. Bauckham clears it to Hammer, to Hurst, to Slaymaker. Slaymaker looks for help. To Hurst in the corner. 2 minutes, 8 seconds left in the ballgame. Dixie, 70. Ricks, 69. Hurst goes to Hammer. So crucial on ball handling right now. Heaps looks for help. Gets it to Hammer. Hammer out near midcourt. To Hurst. Down the sidelines to Slaymaker. Give and go. Hurst to Slaymaker gets it to Hurst. Slaymaker can't get the clear shot at the basket. Hurst backing away from trouble. A minute 48 left in the ballgame. Hurst gets it to Hammer. Hammer on the left side to Heaps. Back to Hammer. Hammer near midcourt. Looks for help. Goes on the right sidelines to Hurst. A minute 38 left. Dixie with a lead, a one-point lead. They don't need the basketball. Knocked away from Hurst. Hurst gets it. Back to Slaymaker. Slaymaker. Rick's playing a tight man-to-man defense. Slaymaker to Hurst. Hurst wants to make the move on Cragen. Cannot. Hurst along the sidelines, can't get the pass to Slaymaker. Instead gets it to Hammer. Hammer has the ball kicked by Gardner out of bounds to Dixie. Gardner trying to deflect the pass, got it with a foot, and it's out of bounds to Dixie at midcourt. Could be crucial. A minute 18 left in the overtime. Dixie with a 1.70-69 lead. Hurst inbounds to Slaymaker. Slaymaker in backcourt across the 10-second line. A minute 10 left in the ballgame. Slaymaker against Curbs, bounce pass, goes to Hammer. Hammer on the sidelines to Hurst with a minute 5 left. Dixie may be content just to sit on the basketball to Slaymaker. Slaymaker looks for help. Not getting it. Now down the sidelines to Hurst. Foul by Cragen. Cragen with his fourth personal foul. That's a common foul, out of bounds to Dixie. Dixie not in the bonus yet. That's either the fifth or sixth, the team foul on Ricks. Hurst to take it out of bounds at side court. 58 seconds left. Dixie will have to inbound. No correction, it is bonus. The official scores, totaling up Rao, and Bruce Hurst will go to the free throw line. Needs the first to get the second. Hurst, not with his outstanding shooting night, has the 2 points tonight. Needs the first to get the second. Hurst shooting 1-1. Cragen with personal foul number 4. Hurst, 58 seconds left. With the left hand, shot is no good. Rebound into the hands of Hammer. Foul on Hammer. Hammer on the rebound foul. 56 seconds left in the game. And to the free throw line will go Rick. Hurst beside himself, pushing a little too hard tonight. A little bit flat. 70-69. And Rick's with a chance to win. Needs the first to get the second. McCleary at the free throw line. McCleary, so far tonight, has not been to the free throw line. Had 5 baskets in the first half. Has but 2 points in the second half. A total of 12 on the night. Needs the first to tie. And a chance to give Ricks the lead. 56 seconds left. Cragen ready for the rebound. McCleary shot. No good. Rebound. Hammer. Hammer gets it to Slaymaker. 53 seconds left. Dixie to get it up court. Heaps double-teamed in backcourt. Reverses foul on Curbs. Curbs picks up personal foul number 3. Will be upset, but Heaps will go to the free throw line to shoot 1-1 with 47 seconds left. Both teams a chance to win it from the free throw line, and neither one being able to do it right now. But Dixie with that narrow 1-point lead. Heaps at the free throw line so far tonight is 1-for-1, a total of 7 points, all in the second half or in overtime. Heaps, shot is good. 71-69. Heaps with the last 4 points for Dixie. Heaps, the cool sophomore from Brighton High School. Shot is good. Heaps makes it 72-69. Dixie by 3, and Ricks needs a basket in a hurry. McCleary tries to get the screen. McCleary to Gardner. 37 seconds left. Gardner, jump shot. Looks good. It is. Full court pressure by Ricks. Dixie with the basketball. 28 seconds left. 72-71. Playmaker to take the ball up court. Playmaker against Curbs. Playmaker quickly into forecourt. Scrambling. Ricks. Playmaker leaves the ball for Hurst. Hurst leaves the ball for Bauckham. Bauckham with 14 seconds left. Clears it to Hammer. Hammer cross court to Heaps. Heaps to Playmaker. Playmaker with the basketball. Playmaker dribbling. 6 seconds. Heaps to Playmaker. To Hurst. Foul on Curbs. Playmaker will go to the free throw line with 3 seconds left. As Ricks could not foul, timeout by Dixie. 3 seconds left. Dixie 72, Ricks 71. Let's only break for 30 seconds and we'll be right back.
After the ball game.
Seconds left in a ball game. Slaymaker missed his first 2 free throws tonight. Then hit 2. Everything else has been from the field for Slaymaker. Eric Slaymaker to the free throw line, shooting 88% from the free throw line on the year. But tonight, 2-for-4, which will be prevalent. At 88% yearly free throw percentage, or the 2-for-4, Hurst and Hammer back deep to defend in case Ricks can get the rebound in a quick shot. Dixie does not want a foul on any rebound. Slaymaker needs the first to get the second. Dixie with a 1-point lead would like to make it 3 with 3 seconds left. Slaymaker at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. They ruled it a 2-shot foul, an intentional foul. Slaymaker makes it 73-71, and some of the fans start to leave with 3 seconds left in overtime. Eric Slaymaker, second shot, good. 74-71, Dixie. Timeout, Ricks, with 3 seconds left. And Dixie by 3 points. Let's take a quick 60-second break, 30-second break. 74-71, Dixie with a lead and 3 seconds left in overtime. Excuse the expression, but what a gutsy performance by both ball clubs tonight. Dixie with a chance to blow Ricks off the floor at 50-40. Ricks coming back with 10 straight points to tie the ball game. Then coming back to take the lead, and Dixie coming back to tie at 65. And neither team being able to get the shots off. Inbounds comes quickly to McCleary. Curbs to McCleary, 1 second gone, and Ricks will have the ball just short of midcourt with 2 seconds left in overtime. Ricks trying to get a better floor position with 2 seconds left in overtime. Let's take another quick 30-second break. Dixie 74, Ricks 71. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Back at the Hart Gymnasium on the Rexburg, Idaho campus of Ricks College, where Dixie has just come up with a 74-73 victory in overtime. Ken Cragen stuffing the shot through a breakaway rim, and the rim falling down, and Ricks not being able to get a chance to get any sort of inbounds defense set up for Dixie after the shot. The breakaway rims are actually illegal, but they're still here. They're at Colorado Northwestern, and they're at College of Eastern Utah. And it may have cost Ricks a last-second opportunity to get the victory, as Ken Cragen stuffs the shot, 74-73 in overtime. And tonight, for those who saw the high school or listened to the high school game, Dixie defeating Provo 49-44. What a night for Dixie fans, as the Flyers end a nine-game losing streak. And now the Rebels come up with their third consecutive win in conference play, leading 3-0 now on the season. Depending on what snow did against Utah Tech tonight, Dixie may either be tied for the league lead or on top by themselves. Tomorrow, snow comes into town to play Rexburg. Dixie travels to Utah County to play Utah Tech at Orem High School. We'll be back with some final scoring totals after this. The same way as expected. Carl Anderson, the leading scorer for Utah Tech, a 6'3" mission returnee who played 3 years ago for Eastern Utah. Joe Tate will start up front, and many people remember Joe Tate from last year. Scott Hayes, the guard from Delta High School, will also be in that guard position in the starting lineup. Dale Thompson, who is a young man from Bear River High School, a high school basketball teammate of Dixie College quarterback Rick Adams. Thompson playing center for Utah Tech after transferring from University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Mike Hatch, a 6'5" sophomore up front. So Hatch and Tate at the forwards, Thompson at the center, Carl Anderson and Scott Pace at guards. For Dixie, Rich Gramillion in the middle, Bruce Hurst and Craig Hammer up front, and Eric Slaymaker and David Rose in the guard position. About ready to get underway, number 34, Dale Thompson, has put on some weight and some muscle since his high school days. He'll be jumping at 6'6", listed as 6'6", looks closer to 6'7", against Rich Gramillion at 6'8". Bear River versus East right now, and the Dixie cheerleaders putting up a cheer right now. The tap controlled into the hands finally of Utah Tech. Quickly with the basketball, number 45, Mike Hatch, clears it down the sideline to Pace out in front. It goes to number 34, Thompson. Thompson at the left angle to Joe Tate. Tate in deep. It goes to number 25, Anderson. Anderson loses it out of bounds. Out of bounds to Utah Tech. Just underway at Orem High School. Utah Tech versus Dixie. Dixie trying to make it four straight wins in conference play. At the top of the key is Carl Anderson on the right side to Mike Hatch. Has a notion. Hatch is 6'5" forward. Dixie on the zone. Long jump shot. Hatch in and out. No good. High for the rebound is Rich Gramillion. Clears it on the left side to Hurst, back to Slaymaker across the 10-second line. Slaymaker at the point to the right side to Rose. Rose looks for help, goes to the right side, deeper to Hurst on the left side. Eric Slaymaker from 15, good. And Eric Slaymaker gets the first basket of the night. Dixie 2, Utah Tech nothing. Quickly into forecourt comes Carl Anderson. Anderson, the transfer from CEU. Out in front, Scott Pace, long jump shot. Banks, no good. Rebound, tapped around. Finally brought down by Craig Hammer. Hammer to Slaymaker. Slaymaker quickly down the sidelines to Dave Rose. Back to Slaymaker. Slaymaker to Rose. Zone defense in deep to Gramillion. Turn around with the right hand. Good! And Rich Gramillion, who was held scoreless last night against Ricks, has his first basket. Make it 4-0, Dixie. Quickly comes Carl Anderson. Anderson loses the ball out of bounds, knocked out of bounds by Eric Slaymaker. Very tight, old-fashioned gym. As the fans sitting almost on the court, the officials wanted a five-second timeout, and I'm not sure what's taking place. One official comes over to the scoring table. And apparently there is 3 seconds that were run off, at least 3 seconds run off the clock after the ball was knocked out of bounds. And so the officials wanted to run 3 or 5 seconds. The score says 4-3 in favor of Dixie, but Utah Tech has yet to score. Now, we've got them wiped out. Dixie 4, Utah Tech nothing, and problems with the scoreboard. There were some problems earlier prior to this ball game, as everyone was trying to get it set up and get it working. The clock was not working properly initially. Apparently, at least 3 seconds, possibly as many as 5 seconds, ran off the clock. Neil Roberts and Gary Gardner over, talking with the scorekeeper and the timekeeper. Gary Gardner, former star at Weber College when it was a junior college, on the national championship team at Weber, coached by Bruce Larson. So Gardner knows how to win. Pass in deep to Joe Tate. Tate, head fakes, can't get the shot. Out in front, it goes to Anderson. Bounce pass, stolen by Rich Gramillion. Turnover by Utah Tech. Here comes Eric Slaymaker. Slaymaker on the left side to Craig Hammer. Hammer looks close, now out in front to Slaymaker. Slaymaker drives, jump shot, bank shot, good, and Slaymaker with his second basket in front of his folks. He made the trip to Ricks College last night and are now in Orem to watch Eric play. On the right side, Joe Tate, good shooter, puts the shot up, no good. Travley, Joe Tate, put the pivot foot as he went up for the shot. Timeout, Utah Tech with 18:07 left in the first half. Dixie 6, Utah Tech nothing. Back in 60 seconds.
After the ball game, let's go to the taco time for some of their delicious food. All during the month of January and February, Taco Time is offering to you a very special special. Every Wednesday of the month from 5 till 8 p.m., every single food item will be half price. That's right. Where can you go in town to get a meal like you can at Taco Time for only half price? Don't forget, every Wednesday, 5 to 8 p.m. at Taco Time.
You've known about the good hands of Allstate for years, but maybe you don't know that you can now look at Allstate Life Insurance at Olson Levitt Agency right here in St. George. We offer a wide range of flexible, easy-to-budget life insurance plans, like whole life that builds solid cash value, or term life insurance that gives you more protection for your money. Call on Olson Levitt Agency for Allstate Life Insurance at 628-0453 or stop by at 60 North Main. You're in good hands with Allstate. Olson Levitt Agency, your Allstate agent in St. George.
On the inbounds play, Dixie brought it down. Gramillion took the shot and missed it and then got the personal foul, trying to tail a shot. First team foul on either side. First personal on Rich Gramillion, and Dixie and Utah Tech. 6-0, Dixie quickly on the sidelines to Anderson, into the corner to Mike Hatch, back to Anderson, Hatch in the corner, working against Dixie's 2-3 zone. At the point, Anderson in deep to Tate, Tate in the keyhole, jump shot over Gramillion, bank shot no good, tap by Hatch no good, rebound Hatch, block and foul by Craig Hammer, down on the floor is Dale Thompson. Hammer picks up personal foul number one, that's team foul number two on Dixie. And at the free throw line will go Mike Hatch, Hatch to shoot two, Mike Hatch, good shooter. Averaging about 14 points a ball game. Young man from Orem High School. Native. Shot up. And good. Mike Hatch, second shot up and good. And the first 2 points of the night for Utah Tech come from the free throw line. Mike Hatch. A little token pressure against Dixie. Bruce Hurst to bring it into forecourt. Hurst across the 10-second line, hands it gently to Slaymaker. Slaymaker looks left, passes right to Rose. Down the sidelines to Bruce Hurst. Hurst looks in deep against that 1-3-1 zone of Utah Tech. Out in front to Rose. Rose making the move and away from the basketball. Dale Thompson, number 34, pushing Rich Gramillion, number 34. First team foul on Utah Tech and first personal on Thompson. Out of bounds to Dixie at side court. Inbounds to Gramillion in the corner. Double team. Gramillion out in front to Hurst. Hurst at the point to Rose. Slaymaker goes to the corner to the baseline. Lays it up with the left hand. No good. Foul will go to Thompson. Thompson looks up in disgust. Can't understand it, but Dale Thompson with his second personal foul. Second team foul. And to the free throw line is Eric Slaymaker. Slaymaker hit the winning points last night on a two-shot foul in overtime. And is averaging about 88% from the free throw line on the year. Shot up and good by Slaymaker. A very tight, low-ceilinged, very intimate gym. I don't like the connotations of that, but that's about the best way to describe it. Second shot is up. Hanks will fall, finally. Claymaker with an Alfred Hitchcock free throw. Plenty of suspense and makes it 8-2. Dixie with a six-point lead. Tate at the angle. Clears it out in front to Carl Anderson to take cross court. It goes to Scott Pace. Out in front to Carl Anderson, and not a field goal yet by Utah Tech. The pass stolen by Bruce Hurst. Hurst gives it to Eric Claymaker. Almost over 3 minutes gone, and Utah Tech without a field goal. Bounce pass from Claymaker to Rose. Rose wants to get it in deep. Clears it at the point to Claymaker at the left side to Hammer. Hammer cross court to Rose. Rose head fake. Personal foul on Gramillion. This time Gramillion throwing the elbow in deep, trying to get position. And the two centers have two personal fouls each. Vermillion with his second personal foul, third team foul on Dixie. And with 16:43 left in the first half, Dixie turns it over. Utah Tech with the basketball. Scott Pace, young man from Delta High School, across the 10-second line on the dribble at the point. 2-3 zone by Dixie, trying to force Utah Tech to shoot from out in front. Pace wants to take the shot, does take the shot. Shot up, hangs, and falls. Scott Pace with his first basket. Coming the other way, Craig Hammer puts the shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Scott Pace, and it's an 8-4 ball game. Utah Tech with a basketball, could cut it to two. Pace at the left angle. Into the lineup is number 22, brand new man. That's Steve Rowley, and Rowley tries to pass in deep. It's out of bounds to Dixie. Rowley into the lineup for the first time tonight at a guard. Dixie with the basketball. 8-4 ball game. Down the sidelines to Bruce Hurst. In deep to Gramillion. Gramillion under pressure. Pass out in front to Eric Claymaker. Claymaker penetrates. Jump shot from 15. No good. Rebound Hammer. Good. And Greg Hammer with his first basket of the night. Greg Hammer. First points at 25 last night. Out in front to Scott Pace at the point. Off the left side, Steve Rowley. Good shooter. Makes the move to the baseline. Double team quickly as he goes in deep. Active 2-3 zone by Dixie. Pace at the left side to Rowley. Left hand's one up and in. And Steve Rowley. A left-handed set shot out of the corner. Makes it 10-6, 60 by 4. Hurst, left-hander out of the corner. Jump shot, good. And Bruce Hurst gets his first basket of the night. Hurst driving the other way is Steve Rowley. We have a run-and-shoot ball game. It's Rowley with the left hand. Makes it 12-6. The left-hander's doing the last three baskets. Playmaker penetrates, bounce pass to Dave Rose. 18-footer, good. And Dave Rose drops it. Utah Tech starting to warm up. At least Steve Rowley is. And Dixie trying to keep pace. 14-8, Dixie by 6. Long jump shot by Rowley, blocked and taken out of the air by Claymaker. Fast break, Claymaker has the ball dribbled away by Rowley. Rowley on the end line, out of bounds to Dixie. Dixie with a basketball. Rowley went up for the jump shot, had it blocked, and Claymaker took it away, and it looked like a 3-on-1 fast break, but didn't develop. As Rowley back, stole the basketball. Into the lineup comes Todd Longshore into the lineup. Coming out is number 24, Carl Anderson, to inbound. Hurst inbounds to Hammer. Hammer clears it out in front to Eric Claymaker. Claymaker makes the move down the keyhole. Claymaker to the basket. He's hammered. Claymaker to the floor. And Longshore with a personal 13 foul on Utah Tech, and Eric Claymaker to shoot two has 6 points already. Dixie with a 14-8 lead, 14-49 left in the first half. And Dixie shooting much better tonight than they did last night. Shot up it good by Claymaker. 3-for-3 from the free throw line. 15-8, a 7-point lead by the Rebels. Claymaker's second shot up and good, and Eric Claymaker with 8 points already in this ball game. At 18 last night to be the number two scorer for Dixie. Quickly comes Pace. Pace into forecourt. Looks for help. Into the corner. It goes to Joe Tate. Lob pass and Jennifer Longshore thrown out of bounds. Turnover by Utah Tate. Tech making some mistakes and Dixie trying to take advantage. Slaymaker and Rose. Slaymaker across the 10-second line. Pass down the sidelines to Hammer. Hammer out in front to Slaymaker. Slaymaker at the point. Has the hot hand but gets to Rose. Indeed to Gramillion along the baseline. Head fake. Jump shot. Good. Gramillion 10 feet off to the left, and Gramillion with his second basket of the night, 4 points. Down the sidelines to Steve Rowley. Out in front to Joe Tate, outstanding shooter against Hurst. Tate shoots over Hurst, short off the front of the rim. Rebound on the floor, saved by Tate along the sidelines. Joe Tate looks at Gary Gardner. Gardner says, hey, call timeout. Tate turns around and says, timeout. With 14-08 left in the first half, 18-8. Dixie with the lead back in 60 seconds.
You'll get a darn good dinner.
Burger King is happy to be bringing you play-by-play action of the Dixie College Rebels this year. Make sure you tune in for the Burger King shootout during the halftime of all home games. Burger King wishes the Rebels victory and success.
Burger in the whole wide world. Burger King and I.
Ravon and Ron Ellett of Dixie Lube Center and Car Wash wish to thank all their customers the past few months for their patronage. Dixie Lube Center has the most modern equipment to better serve you, the customer. Their coin-operated car wash for a buck is open during the winter months from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. While there, have a complete lube job, oil change, and with change of filter, it takes only 10 to 15 minutes. Dixie Lube Center and Car Wash, located right across from Poor Richards.